sounded beautiful to Kevin, but you're not modulating it as heavily, and your voice is apparently weaker than mine. I'll put it back to Kevin for comment. She wasn't getting the row up into the red, and when I'm talking, I'm every once in a while touching one of the red LEDs.
Well, Laura, you really sound great, even if you aren't quite hitting the level as hard as Marty, because I think the Aphex is doing its job in bringing your level up. So tell me what you did today, Laura. How was your day, and what exciting things did you experience, WB4AIO?
Okay, Kevin, gladly.
Yes,
look at the Duro.
Okay, Marty.
And you want to talk right into the top of my angle up like that. This microphone didn't work
okay.
That way.
How's that? I'm looking.
Train yourself.
Okay, I'm looking. Okay. Marty's going to eat. I just made him a nice meal just now. So, anyway, I'm on my laptop. I'm creating I made a CD, two CDs actually, put together music for my parents and brother in West Virginia. And I'm going to print out cover artwork and some other articles to send to them. And let's see, what else did we do today? Russia Today. Oh, good, Marty. Okay, we put on Russia Today this morning. And you know what I still need to do is we need to, Marty, get that bird feeder drilled. Because I want to get that outside, you know, before it gets too cold, and I want to see the birdies, just like Kevin has. So
maybe I'm in the background, Kevin. Maybe I can increase the slider, and we'll find out if this gets me into trouble. Just a little, maybe 3 dB, and maybe then Laura can speak further away. Oh, what the hell, I'll put it up all the way. It's topped out right now on channel 1. Go ahead, Laura, you can talk now. And you'll see a higher response with less voice.
Okay. So I'm trying to think, what else did we do today? Marty, you were on the computer working, and let's see. I watched a movie last night, part of it, but it's a horror movie, so I don't think you'd be interested in that. But Marty and I have been watching plenty of documentaries that are very interesting, and I have one on hackers, believe it or not. I wanted to watch, and hopefully Marty will watch it with me. So I think I've taken enough time here. I'll turn it back over to you, Kevin.
Okay. N2JTT with N2IRJ on the side, the WB4AIO. Yeah, you really should... work on getting that bird feeder up, because the cool weather is coming and the birds will be finding relatively few food sources in the snow-covered ground. So that's when your feeder will really become popular. It would be nice if they knew about it before that day came. My bird feeder still attracts a chickadee occasionally, but the traffic at the bird feeder has gone way down since the cats came to live in the house. The cats occasionally, they don't do it extremely often, but the cats do occasionally sit in the windowsill. And when they sit in the windowsill, they're only about 1 foot from the bird feeder. And so they're 1 feet from where the birds will be. And I think some of the birds who used to love the feeder have noticed that, and they've decided to forget about the bird feeder, because somehow deep in their instinctive souls, they recognize what a cat is and what a danger it might pose to them. So maybe when winter comes and they're desperate for food, they'll take a chance, and maybe some of them will realize that the cats cannot get through the window and therefore really don't pose a threat. We'll see about that. Okay, on the movie and the CD, I hope your parents enjoy it, and it's really great to hear your voice on the radio. You should get on here more often. I think maybe you should start your own net. N2JTT with Marty on the side, WB4AIO.
Okay, Kevin. Hey, I'd like that. That's a great idea, start my own net. So, you know, the birds, Marty's trying to help me here. Okay, go ahead, Marty. What?
I want you to hold your... an angle facing your mouth.
Okay, okay. All right.
Here.
Okay, so.
Now look at the door.
I'm looking. Okay. Now I forgot what I was going to say, but. The birdies. Oh, yeah, I know. The birdies and the. Yeah, if they see the cat.
Red zone.
Okay, Marty.
Okay.
So yes, the bird feeder we want to take care of. And Kevin, I wanted to ask you, were you able to get caught up on your rest? I know you've had a sleep deficit, and hopefully you've been able to get at least some. And it'll probably take a few days to get all caught up. So anyway, Kevin, back over to you from N2JTT.
Well, I don't think I am caught up. My sleep cycle is still a horrible mess. What's happening, two things are happening. One thing is I'm tempted to operate ham radio late at night because Marty or somebody else that I haven't talked to in years or some new station with a really interesting AM or ESSB signal is on, and I haven't been on the air in a while, and so I'm just so tempted to have a QSO, and it's midnight, then it's 1, then it's 2, and then I have to get up at 5:30 to wake Clara up. And plus, Clara's sleep cycle is kind of messed up too, so sometimes that's a struggle. And then by the time I get done with all of that, I'm so exhausted I have to take a nap in the middle of the day. And guess what? When I take a nap in the middle of the day, I temporarily feel caught up, like I feel caught up right now. But what happens is I feel so caught up, then I'm once again tempted to start the cycle all over again and say, hey, there's something interesting to do at 2 o'clock in the morning.
I know exactly what you mean. I sure do. I am, Marty. Okay. And my sleep schedule is really it's messed up because I've been staying up late also for the in the chat room and so on. But I enjoy that. It's fun. So I know it's going to probably take a while to get the sleep schedule back into a regular format. But hopefully you can accomplish that soon. So you're not so tired all the time. I know that's rough. Have you guys seen any movies lately? And if so, what ones? Over?
Well, even though